It has appeared that one practice servicing West Donegal is charging €500 for a call out to the farm after hours. And he says he's the only vet providing a after-hours service to West Donegal now. The other option for farmers, if they do need an emergency vet, is to bring the animal to this vet hospital, and that will be a minimum fee of €200. And this is on the answering machine when you call it after hours. Tells you these fees are there and that they are because of higher costs due to bringing in locum vets.
And indeed, the argument is there that there isn't enough vets to support the services. This has led to such an increase in costs.
Yeah, the practice says that, first of all, they feel that there's not enough people being trained that want to go into large animal veterinary. A lot of people seem to be wanting to do small animal. And second of all, that to attract them to Donegal is quite difficult. So it's been put down to a shortage of vets. That's what the practice says. Veterinary Ireland would say that it is due to it being the practice being owned by a corporate vet, but the man running it says this is definitely not the case. It's to do with the shortage of it.
And is there a need then for some regulation within the sector?
So that is the question. I mean, some people would say that maybe you should have done some sort of agricultural qualification before you go into UCD study veterinary, or that a certain number of places will be allocated to that. I've put that to the Minister for Education and he hasn't returned to me yet. Then some people said that, you know, the rise of corporate vets is the problem, and I don't think there is a regulation around that, but the Veterinary Council of Ireland is doing a review into corporate vets owning practices in Ireland.